Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The big data era is even visible in marine biology. Holly Bick, postdoctoral researcher in the University of California, Davis's Genome Center, is barcoding microbes of the sea.
For anyone who's watched the new Cosmos series with Neil deGrasse Tyson, you may have heard of the tardigrade. It's a microscopic animal that resembles a lumbering bear. Tardigrades are so tough that they can survive radiation in space, as well as years of dehydration. There are thousands of animal groups that exist practically everywhere, invisible to the naked eye. Diverse populations of microbes are always under your feet, buried in beach sand and nestled amongst the soil of a verdant lawn. These tiny species belong to an array of underappreciated phyla: gastrotrix, priapulids, kinnerinks, platyhelminthes, and nematode worms. Humans have been exploring the animal world for hundreds of years, using microscopes to create taxonomic keys and illustrated natural history guides. This work is laborious and time-consuming, and centuries later, we still haven't made much progress. Global biodiversity is immense. Recently, scientists have begun using environmental DNA sequencing to increase the speed at which we can characterize the diversity and geographic distributions of microbial communities. My work focuses on marine sediments. We put mud into a blender to liquefy cells and extract DNA, and then sequence a so-called barcoding gene to fingerprint the species that are present. One recent project used these techniques to study the impacts of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Another focus of my work has been the development of data visualization tools. Environmental sequencing projects routinely grapple with hundreds of millions of DNA sequences, and analyzing data at this scale represents a significant research challenge. It's an exciting time in biology. We've truly entered the era of big data, and new DNA sequencing technologies are giving us an unprecedented view of microscopic communities.
That was Holly Bick of the University of California, Davis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.